Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Quite some things to do tonight. I sat there and scriptures were coming to my mind. Some scriptures I brought from home, but they were further confirmed by the different people that have come up here to minister, whether leading a worship or leading prayers or leading the coordinating the testimony or giving a testimony. They have all ministered. And I looked, 2 or 3 of the scriptures came from the same chapter. So I turned to it and the Lord said, have them prayed. As a matter of fact, I tell them, until 2016, don't joke with this chapter. For yourself. He told me. Psalm 16. He told me. He said, put it in your lips. Chew it. Personalize it. I feel the fire already. It's amazing how in the Psalms you find exactly what he came to do, as though they had already seen him done it. They were looking at him in advance. It says, preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My boast is in the Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. In other words, without you I can do as for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones. So please, may I always be seen in the excellence of your glory. May that be known so much to me as it is known to you. In whom is all my delight? In other words, how do I relate to the saints? Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Who hasten after another God? Their drink offering of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. So why am I praying that? Because it's in the word of God. How will it apply? You will know when things begin to happen. Oh Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my love. That sounds like the God we serve. That sounds like what he's doing with me exactly. What about you? The lines are not just going to fall. They have already fallen for me. In pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Man can counsel and it will be very good. But when God counsels, it's unbeatable. My heart also instructs me in the night season. Get ready for revelations. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. I have set the Lord always before. What if you pray this all the time? Then you'll be fulfilling the injunction of Paul that says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Ladies and gentlemen, he guarantees your finishing well. In the name of Jesus. And we know how it goes with God. He never stops where he starts. He never maintains the same thing for long. It's ever increasing glory. That's why it says the path of the righteous is as a shining light. And it can only do what? Shine bright. I can hear you. And? On to what? The perfect ending. Is this the prayer you want to pray? See what I mean? I've said it not always before me. because he's at my right hand, I shall not. You will not be, nothing will move you this year. In the name of Jesus, nothing. Well, therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol. Fine. It was prophecy of Jesus, but this was said by David long before Jesus was born, and he's still working his life. So you can say the same thing today, that it has already been done. Yeah. I feel the fire. I just felt it on my right hand. Felt it again on my left hand. See, the older you become, the more you know that if you don't trust God, you're in trouble. That's the truth. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. Because in your presence, I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. And at your right hand, pleasures. For a moment. Forever. Why don't you? I want to believe, God, that by Sunday, you all know it without your Bible. Because if you're going to pray it, if you're really going to regurgitate it all the time, you better begin to have it there. So before you go to bed, do half of the chapter. But if you are fast, you can do all the chapter. Put it there. Begin to chew it. You meditate. Oh, I feel the fire. He told me that. He said, now you're going to do that. I said, thank you. He said, now tell them. See, for example, look at that scripture that says, as for the saints who are on earth, they're the excellent ones. If you as a saint doesn't know that, you have a problem. Because they have the exceeding greatness or the riches of his glory towards the saints or in the saints. It's only according to his own heavenly treasury that you can find the definition for the worth of the saint. And see what he says. Because by this shall men know that you're my disciples, because the latter part of it says, in whom is all my delight. If these ones are born again and I hate them, it just says something clearly. You're a liar. The truth is that you're probably not born again. By this shall men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. I can preach your gospel from here. And the lies are falling for me in pleasant. And he maintains my Lord. Therefore, my flesh will rest in hope. Why? I have a good. He said, he will show me the path of life. Because that path of life is ever in his presence. And there is fullness, not some joy, not full. And his right hand, some people will live here in a pleasurable mood today. In the name of Jesus. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Amazing. Can't you see now the miracles that it's happening? In the name of Jesus, it's happening. It's happening. In the name of Jesus. You see, but how come? Wait, we are yet to start. We are talking about Jesus. What do you think the Bible is? That's all the Bible is. Hallelujah. Anywhere it has been concluded in the camp of the wicked, that you will weep this year. Wait. That you will lose this year. That you will regret this year. That you will worry this year. I stand as an oracle of God in the name of Jesus. I reverse it now. In the name of Jesus. Reverse. 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 Every stealing. Every killing, don't reverse it out of your life, please permit me. If that camp will repent, they will rejoice. If they will not repent, as they wish you, I return it 7 times in the name of Jesus. I say back to sender 7 times in Jesus' name. We give him praise. The thief comes only to kill, to steal, to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come. So you are going to do something before you sit down. Take somebody by the hand. I prophesy. And I release life over you, over your family, your spouse, your children, your siblings, your health, your finances, your business, your ministry. I prophesy life in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 1. First of all, I want you to read that with me. Ephesians 3:20. Everybody. Ephesians 3:20. And now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ever ask or think. Now 21. According to the power that works in us. Be what? Glory in the church now and forevermore, or through Christ Jesus now and forevermore. Amen. Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord. So you see exceeding abundantly above ability. You will see it again and again and again and again in your life, in Jesus' name. I will read quickly from verse 26 of Luke chapter 1. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Now, quickly. The time was definite. Hello? Yeah, the time. I mean the date. The time, the date of the year. Good. And then it was God that would communicate with the earth, as it were. And particularly, he was going to talk to some people, or rather, affect some people, as it were. And he was coming to talk to Mary. And from all indication, from the story you've read over and over before, I mean, again, and you've read it several times before, she was surprised. Hello? Or we are made to understand by Bible scholars that any virgin in Israel would dream that it could be them. And so there have been many virgins who dreamt that until they got married and gave birth and died. And many that will be on the scene will still dream, still believe it. So it was one big thing of active faith, of actively believing and expecting from God. And until the day you get married, it could be you. Yeah. So other than that, there was no indication that anything was coming to her. So it was a surprise. So let me quickly say that some people's ability will surprise them in the name of Jesus. They say, why are you talking that way? Because whatever you turn to God, he can swing in any direction. I mean it. God can swing whatever you commit to him in any direction he wants. But what you don't commit to God, you can walk to the maximum of your ability, which sometimes can be really phenomenal. But when it is with God, believe me, it will always be phenomenal. I hope somebody understands. It does not matter whether you're talking of brute force, brute energy, or you're talking of intellectual force, creative force. It does not matter. Whatever you turn to God, he can make the best of. He is the wisdom of the ages. So what are we talking about? Okay. So it was a surprise to them. And let me repeat again, in the name of Jesus, by virtue of who you are and the knowledge you are beginning to have of who you are in Christ Jesus, pleasant surprises. I say in the name of Jesus, pleasant surprises. Amen. God didn't make a mistake. It wasn't just a guesswork. He knew where he was going. And see, and where you were again on, if you leave that and look at the time of conversion of Saul, the same thing. When he went to talk to Ananias, he said, you're going to it. You're going to the city of Damascus, into a street called a street, in the house of, he described exactly, so you find a man who is kneeling and praying. And even right now, as I'm speaking to you, he has seen you in a vision. My message simply is this. Anytime you enter this place, the atmosphere is for miracles. Not a minute. Except you are coming here to play and to show off. If you are not, if you come in here, expect a miracle. Whether we mention your case or don't mention your case, whether we lay hands on you or don't, it doesn't be that. That is childishness. You are in his presence. And yet, these are the things that matter to you. Expect a miracle. To a virgin pretended to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. He knew where I was going. He knows my name, he knows my address. And sincerely, he knows yours too. And having come in, the angel said to her, come on, help me. Somebody help me. The angel said to her. Some versions of the Bible say the angel said, hail, O Mary. Look for the meaning of hail. He said, it's exuberant gladness. It's joy. So the angel came to him and said, rejoice. So do me a favor. You're going to preach with me today. Look at the person beside you. Whether they are sad or happy, doesn't matter. Say, I prophesy to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, that is a force. And the force is this. Rejoice. That's all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the truth is that in our congregation, you must believe. If you don't believe, we will exercise our faith on you. So it will be left for you now to accept or reject. Because you know the God we serve. He said, rejoice. Highly favored. Because we're entering the best month. Oh, we started the best month for someone this year. And let me tell that person what this month will manifest for you. High favor. In the name of Jesus, high favor. Favor that if you were told, you would doubt. In the name of... Okay, let's go. Rejoice, highly favored one. But she was talking to an ordinary woman in ordinary time, doing the ordinary chores that she would do every day. But when he came, he said, what will be? And remember, he was carrying a message from the Creator. When the Creator speaks, things adjust. And Jesus said, see, the Father is in me, I'm in him. And you now are in me. You are in me. Such, I'm still in the Father and he's in me. If you will say, like I say, things will adjust for you. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what is left for me is to accept it. Us wrestle with it. That's my problem. That's not his problem. But because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ on our lives and in our lives and in my life, may I not wrestle with it. I receive it. I believe it. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Rejoice, highly favored one. So Mary, until now, you never knew. You knew you were favored, but not in this dimension. But from today, no. The Lord is with you. That is the climax. Blessed are you, because anyone that carries his presence is blessed. Anyone that consciously carries his presence is blessed. Maybe I should put it that way. Now you see that this is in line with that same Psalm 16, as it were. Hey, in your presence there is fullness of... Before you get there, say, the Lord I've kept before me always. He's at my right hand. I will not be moved. I am constantly in his presence. He's constantly before me. I felt the fire. But you see, it's better for us today. He was on and all over David. But for me, he's not just on and all over me. He's in me. He's up to me now. He's giving his all and his best. It's up to me. And by his grace, I won't mess this up. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the fire. When I feel this way, I feel like shaking somebody's hand. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. Sincerely, I've preached from this place a lot of times. But you see, he brings out what he wants to share at the moment with any passage that you are reading. The same passage you read yesterday that caused this effect. Now he wants some other effect somewhere else. He'll say, go back there. And when you pick it, he is the word. He himself is the word. Can I say it again to somebody? And please, if you have a challenge with prophesying, say, I draw strength from Pastor Tayo. From the Jesus Christ inside of him. From the Holy Ghost that is charging his inner man right now. I draw strength from that. From the established love in his heart. I draw strength. Then turn to somebody and say, rejoice in the name of Jesus. And tell that person, say, you are highly favored. See, tell that person, say, the Lord is with you. Help me tell that person, say, in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Woo-hoo. Even if you don't remember the message, tell yourself, say, God told me today, I am highly favored. I am ever rejoicing. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm highly favored. I'm rejoicing. God is with me. I am blessed. Woo-hoo. Say, among women, well, stand out. Yeah. Among men, you'll be extra out. That is, bring 1,000 men, they will spot you out. You are favored. You are favored. In the name of Jesus. But when she saw him, she was troubled. Mama, that's a man for you. So this is no fluke. This is reality. So you can see the natural bearing on the situation. She was troubled. At his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, remember, he brought a message from the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. But by the time you read the book of Hebrews in chapter 1, he said, God, who has 100 times has spoken to us through his prophets, he's now speaking to us and through angels and through means. He's now speaking to us how? It's Jesus now. It's what Jesus says now. Can't you see how blessed you are? Woohoo! I believe everybody has the capacity to get this, to take this, but some will remind us on the 31st in the name of Jesus. The kind of increase you will witness in your life between now and 31st. Even if any king in this world says, I want to bless you, they can't do what they will happen. I say, God is set to embarrass somebody in the name of Jesus. Please sit down. She was troubled at his saying, and consider what, you know. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid. What caused the fear was the appearance of an angel. But whatever may cause any fear in your life tonight, I silence that fear in Jesus' name. Mary, he repeated himself, do not be afraid, Mary. Why are you afraid? Say, Mary, you have found favor. Fear. And he said, you have found favor with the Lord. Hallelujah. And behold, now just, well, let me just tell you, let me give you the message. You will conceive in your womb. Now, can I prophesy to somebody in the name of Jesus? You've been looking for what to do with your life. There seems to be no job, manufacturing sector, no power, no infrastructure. No. You will conceive. Yeah. And in the name of Jesus, you will safely deliver. And let me just quickly tell you the way I look at this. For Mary, she will conceive a baby. And that was her assignment. She will birth a baby that God will use, or through whom God will save humanity. You will birth a divine conception that God will use to fulfill your assignment in life. It will be a blessing to humanity. It will bring glory to God. In the name of Jesus. When a man or woman is favored by God, when a man or woman is under the shadow of the Almighty, the conception is never natural. And then you will discover that God will make room for you in the natural. You will birth what will be a blessing to humanity. And a glory to God. In the name of Jesus. I feel my hand going numb. So take it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will conceive in your womb. He came with a message from God for her assignment in life on earth. And you will bring forth a son, the name Jesus. Wow. From heaven. He will be great. If he's God, he has to be great. And he is God. And will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. If it is God, it will be forever. It's only what you do with God that lasts. I've learned now to relax. That if you are steadily working with God, legacy longebe. You will live long. Yeah. I say in the name of Jesus, you will live long. Yeah. Then Mary said to him, how can this be? Since I do not know a man. Because, you know, there are certain things that except you see the wisdom of man, you don't think they are possible. Which is okay. Does the wisdom of man produce? Of course. Who gave them that wisdom in the first place? Isn't it God? But what if it is the wisdom of God? Which of course he will manifest through you, you are a man. How can this be since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, come on, everybody help me read. Come on, we come upon you. And the power of the highest, you what? Hey, we are talking supernatural ability. Medically, they will tell you that what happened to Mary was impossible. So, hey, stop crying. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. So when that testimony was coming, I was saying, ha, okay. So somebody said, for your multiple births, in the name of Jesus. But she won't change your life. But he made up his mind that I answer you every time you come, but this night is different. Because I'm speaking, I'm preaching with the story of Mary. And so whatever the doctors have said is the problem. In the name of Jesus. We had a testimony on Thursday too. She said, I can't remember how it went, but when the anointing was moving, she said, hey, if Pastor Taiwo is a twin, the woman that was not seeing her period, and the period came and stopped again, and if Pastor Taiwo is a twin, I believe I'm coming up with twins. She brought twins. Wait. And the interesting thing was that she didn't say Pastor Taiwo laid hands on me. She didn't say Pastor Taiwo prophesied to me. Mm-hmm. She prophesied to herself in this atmosphere. Shut up. This atmosphere is impacting. There will be impartation. This atmosphere is healing. There will be healing. This atmosphere is delivering. There will be deliverance. This atmosphere is provision galore. It's providing. There will be provision. Anything God can do can happen in this atmosphere. I guess somebody will lift up their hands and begin to prophesy to themselves. To yourself. You want to declare according to the word of God to yourself. To yourself. How can you be here and you go back the same? Of course, not possible. It's here. It's here. You don't need to beg. You don't need to beg. Just make a demand. Glory. On his presence. Woo-hoo. On his presence. Make a demand. Make a demand. On his presence, make a demand, make a demand, make a demand in the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let me finish the message. So you see what I mean? If this is all we did tonight, it's okay. Somebody prophesied her healing. You are coming to testify. In the name of Jesus. You prophesied your healing because you reminded yourself and reminded him that after you've done it, because by your stripes I'm here. You are coming now to testify very soon in the name of Jesus. Major healing in the name of Jesus. You see, this is how to live the Christian life. Okay. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the highest will overshadow. That is it. Will over what? Rejoice. Highly favored. The Lord is with you. The Holy Ghost will come upon you. And therefore the power of the Most High will what? Overshadow. In that atmosphere, abilities become supernatural. And it happened. It happened. And it's still happening. It's happening. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the 6th month. What? You see how God does it? You see the power of testimony? She didn't know. She's just been told that, see, this miracle is about to happen. I said, how? He said, Holy Ghost will overshadow you. He said, but let me just quickly tell you. You know your cousin? The one that everybody calls barren? Come on. The one that we all call barren? She's 6 months pregnant. Why would the angel tell her? To inspire her faith. And that concluded the matter. And that's why a lot of times, I don't like to share testimonies when I go out because I think it's bragging on what Pastor can do. But I realize that it inspires people's faith. In fact, that's what Jesus wants us to do. He said, now you go and be my witnesses. You go brag on me anywhere you go. Go tell them what I've done in your life so that they can believe too. It's testimony. Go tell them how I healed you. Go tell them how I saved you from death. Go tell them how I provided for you. So when you're telling them about me, they'll be ready to receive me. Because they would like the same thing to happen in their own lives too. You see? So Mary now answered. Next verse. 37. The angel continued. Everybody, help me read it. So can I want you now stop complaining from today? Stop. You've complained until now. Don't let it happen again. Amen. So what's your answer to that? Rejoice. The first thing he asks you to do, rejoice. Rejoice. Come on, rejoice. I say rejoice. Rejoice. Why? Because the steps of the righteous man are... Hey, they are ordered. What God does not do in my life, I don't want. You know why? I won't be able to sustain it. So it's when you are beginning to enjoy that. No. But when God does it, it's... Oh, shalaba. I feel the fire. I feel even right inside my shoes. Woohoo! You see, this thing about God on you is very important. That is, being in His presence is key. There are many ways we can activate that presence. Though it's always there, but the many ways we can activate it through action. Staying in the Word. The Word I speak to you, their spirit and their life. I feel the fire again. Praying. Hello? Okay. Let me leave that. Then she answered, the minister, behold, the maid servant of the Lord. See what he said? Let it be. 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 When God will be, when God wants to establish, and when God wants to manifest what He has already established in your life, you said, let. You are the light of the world. You are a city on a hill. Let your light. When we make a demand on the vast, wasting, chaotic mass called the earth, He said, let there be light. Mary turned back to God. He said, you said that concerning me. Let it be. I'm sure somebody is trying to tell God today, let it be. I'm telling God, let it be. He said, where? To be constantly charged by His Spirit in my inner man. Let it be. Christ dwelling in my heart by faith. Let it be. Grounded and rooted in love. Let it be. Oh, shalaba, baba. To be able to design with all saints the width, the length, the breadth, the height, and to know the love of Christ that passes human knowledge. Let it be. That I might be filled with all the fullness. Let it be. Then to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, let it be. You see, it can be interesting to get into the world when you are happy to go to church. So let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed. But the next thing that happened, I rushed it. Now Mary arose that day, those days, and ran and went into the hill country with haste. That is, ran to the hill country. To haste, I feel the fire biting my fingers. Somebody's poverty is totally destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, it's getting better. Oh, yeah, it's getting better. It's getting better. It's getting better. Somebody rejoice! 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 In the name of Jesus, I give Him praise. I give Him praise. I give Him praise. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. 40. And entered into the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. I mean, greater than Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greetings of Mary, that the babe lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, listen to me. The Holy Ghost come upon you, the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Come on. And she said, I agree, let it be to me. Ooh. And the next time she said, hey, good evening, auntie. Why? She's under the shadow. But remember, something happened. He said, let it be. She agreed with God. And she only said, good evening, auntie, or good morning, auntie. She said, the moment I heard that voice, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. And the baby inside of me lit with joy. So what she carried, she transmitted by just speaking. Joy. Holy Ghost. I feel the fire. Miracles all over the house. In the name of Jesus. Woo-hoo. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greetings of Mary, that the baby lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. So in other words, see. That again explained the assignment of Elizabeth. Her life seemed that it would pass without fulfillment of the assignment. The fulfillment of the assignment was that she would conceive and give birth to John. And John will herald the coming of the Messiah. So when divine assignments communicate, divine assignments answer. When you recognize why you are here, under the auspices of the Holy Ghost, and you talk to people who are born again, then the assignment, the God ordained assignment from the foundations of the world, will begin to leap in their spirit beings. It's just the way it is. Just the way it is. For with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing will be impossible. Nothing is impossible. 42. Then she spoke out in a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women. Was she there when the angel said it? Beyond what the devil wishes, beyond what the devil is planning, God has spoken. Anybody that has the Spirit of God will say what God has said. She said exactly the same thing. Blessed are you among women. And blessed is the fruit of your womb. Who told her? Deep calls unto deep. Yeah. But why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord, who told her, should come to me? Ah. The last time you saw her, there was nothing like that. You see the Holy Ghost? You see what it means to be under the canopy of the Holy Spirit, under the overshadowing? Now, let me just quickly stop there. Let me stop there. The Bible says in Luke chapter 5 and verse 17 that Jesus was somewhere preaching, and then the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the scribes were there. But then the power of the Most High was present to hear. Why? Because he was there. That was it. Because he was there. That was just it. And the crowd didn't know. It was normal. But three friends that came in saw it and they knew. Just like what we have been saying. It's not enough to just come to church. Don't come late. Church starts at 9, you are coming at past 10, you want to close at 11. It shows how much you love God. You think I always use God? God, just give me money. So like, she might show you a fair. She buy a full room. First of all, you hear my body. First of all, then I have peace in my home. It's not independent on your fair, it's the mercy of God. His presence is key. You carry it, but when we come together, it's corporate. He said, do not neglect your gathering together. Every week. That's the Bible. New Testament. Three who knew it, guess what he did? They said, that man that looked like he would die from that problem, that man that hasn't worked for a long time, and there's no hope for him anymore, there's power to heal. He said, come on, let's go. And they ran. And they brought their friend. The same anointing that everybody was sitting under, they made a demand on what they knew. And when they came, the crowd was there. Please don't be deceived by the crowd. The fact that the crowd is there, does that answer your problem? Does that solve your own problem?
crowd. We will let them enter the door. But which notable miracle happened for the crowd? Tell me. But when these three men saw they couldn't enter, they climbed on top and they removed the roofing and they lowered. Jesus saw the commotion. He knew what was happening. It was because they knew the atmosphere that were there in. They knew that there was his presence there. And the Bible says his presence was there, or his power was there to heal. By the time they lowered him, said, your sins are forgiven. The man was about to get up and say, who is this man? Why is he forgiving sin? That was why they were there. Judgment and criticism. That's one problem that most Christians have. They don't mind their businesses. They don't. They are busy judging people. Those are not Christians, but they were the believers, so to say. Not of Christ, but of God, so to say, Judaizers. I said, but that you may know that Son of Man has the power to forgive sins. Rise, carry your bed. The man jumped up. But what did the multitude gain? Your coming today is not as a multitude. In the name of Jesus. It's because you know that in his presence there is fullness of joy. And in his right hand there are what? Pleasures. Hey, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Every imprisonment in your life is giving way today in the name of Jesus. I say every form of imprisonment over your life we destroy today in the name of Jesus. Every chain and any chain on you we destroy in the name of Jesus. Woo-hoo! I'm going to ask you to prophesy until you reach where they are going to anoint you with oil. You'll be prophesying what God has said about you that you're expecting to happen. You keep on saying it and rejoicing over it until you get there and they anoint you and you go sit down rejoicing in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Because after today, you'll be talking to some people who say, hey, my friend, I was in anointing service yesterday. Hey! And something will happen to them too in the name of Jesus. Because when God does it, there's always extra. He leaves extra on you. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your hands towards me. If you have been anointed, because we are talking of the presence of God, we are talking of the power of the Holy Spirit, we expect miracles in the name of Jesus, creative miracles in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes. If the Bible says it, we believe it. So in agreement with all the pastors who have laid hands on you, we release that miracle working power in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit of death, sickness, disease, fear, failure, every hold of the devil. We destroy him by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. We break every chain. We say, let every window, every door that shut, fling open in the name of Jesus. Every imprisonment will spoil in the name of Jesus. You are believing God for a child. Let the rearrangement begin right now in the name of Jesus. I say, let supernatural conception of your assignment in life begin now in the name of Jesus. The grace to believe, receive in the name of Jesus. She said, let it be to me as a congregation, we declare. Let it be to us according to your word in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.